Good morning. You're listening to 108.6 from the great state of Alabama. Today I will be talking to a 16-year-old about what it's like to live in the South. So how are you today, Jamal?
I'm great.
Today I'm going to ask you a few questions about your life. Your first question is what is your role in your family?
Well, I'm one of the oldest of six kids, and my mother doesn't work, so I have to work to help bring home money for our family. In Alabama, it is very hard for blacks like us to get a job, and if we do get a job, we might not even get paid. I can only work where blacks are allowed to.
How many years of education do you have?
Zero. My mom taught me the basics of reading and writing. She taught me all she knew. There was only one school for blacks, and it was too far from home, so we couldn't go. I would have loved to go to school, but there was just no possible way I could.
What is your house and neighborhood like?
Our neighborhood is pretty small, and all the population is black. All of the houses are run down, but we make it work. Our area is not very updated because no outsiders really come in. Barely anybody leaves our neighborhood to do much of anything. Our neighborhood is run down upon because it is a black neighborhood.
Has your family ever gone out of the neighborhood?
We went once or twice, but when you go out as black, it's hard to find a place where we can go because there is places for whites and places for blacks. All of the nice places are for whites, and there is an over advance of them. There are only a few places for blacks, and they are all old and run down.
There is definitely a lot of segregation here in Alabama. It goes to the extreme that blacks and whites can't drink from the same drinking fountain.
Yes, you are right. Right on that. It is so crazy that we can't do the same things just because of our skin color.
Okay, Jamal, I have one last question for you. How do you think your life would change if you lived in the North?
I don't think the North has as much segregation as the South, so I think our lives would be so much easier. I would probably be able to have more an education, and my family would probably have more money. I think that the North has some segregation, but not like what it is near the South.
Well, thank you, Jamal, for answering these questions for our listeners. Good morning. You're listening to 108.6, and we are in the great state of Ohio. Today, I will be interviewing a 16-year-old about what it's like to live in the North. I would like to welcome Malik to the station this morning. How are you doing, Malik?
I'm doing great.
The first question I have for you is, what is your role in your family?
My main job is to focus on education. Both of my parents have full-time jobs, so I have to help around the house and babysit my siblings, but that's not all the time.
How many years of education do you have?
I've gone for 9 years. I started late because my family moved to the North from the South. When it was time for me to go to school, I would love to go to college with some sort of scholarship. So I have to take pride in school, and I take it very seriously.
What is your house and neighborhood like?
Our neighborhood is pretty nice. All the houses are clean, and everyone keeps up on their landscaping. Everyone who owns a house in our neighborhood is black, but there will be some white people who visit. Even though everyone is black in our neighborhood, we are one of the nicer communities in Ohio.
Has your family ever gone out of the neighborhood?
Yes. We go about once a week to get weekly groceries, and we go out to eat. Some places are segregated, but not all of them. It is very nice to be able to go wherever we want, but the super nice places are only for white people. But the places has to be really, really nice for it to be only allowed for whites.
Compared to some other states I've been to, the segregation here in Ohio is very little.
You are completely right. I can't imagine what it'd be like to live in the state with a bunch of segregation.
So I have one final question for you. How do you think your life would change if you lived in the South?
I don't even know where to start. I mean, my family would change a lot. So would the lifestyle of my family. I love to go to school, and I don't know what I would do if I wasn't allowed to go to school. I also don't know how I would be able to handle working tirelessly for hours and barely getting paid of anything. I mean, there is a little bit of segregation here in the North, but we have nothing to compare to the South. I'm just very lucky that I live in the North.
Thank you very much, Malik, for sharing your thoughts with us today. Have a good evening from us here at 108.6.